We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I don't have an update for you. Obviously, we want to do it when it is the appropriate time on the ground. We're going to continue to have conversations with, local officials on the ground to get a sense of what their needs are. But we want to make sure that we do not disrupt their efforts. You just heard from the Secretary and the Vice Admiral, this is a major undertaking, and so we don't want to get in the way. But you heard from the President. He wants to get there as quickly as he can.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Yeah, I understand my friend Griff is, you're on a boat in the harbor up there, right, in Baltimore?
I am sitting about 1,000 feet from the magnitude of the bridge collapse and the dolly, that ship sitting there, which, by the way, has 56 hazardous containers on there, some of which have begun to leak.
Oh,
we'll
great.
Talk about that. But I am on a 42-foot gorgeous fishing boat owned by my buddy Captain Lenny, and it's Simon Charters. And I'm telling you that for a shameless plug for him, because rock fishing in the Chesapeake Bay is one of the coolest things you can do. So he also does that when he's not stuck out here with Fox News freezing his ass off, trying to weather the rain and high winds to get us a good look. But, you know, I don't know if you've seen any of our coverage. I mean, I think we really brought some images, Mark, to the viewers and listeners so that they can really see it. And you and I had talked about, you know, what really captivated the country was that video of the collapse. But now when you get the shots that we're giving, and we're exclusively out here, there's no other news crews out here, you're really seeing the damage and the daunting task that it's going to take to get the debris of this bridge out of this channel to open this port up, which is impacting every American when it comes to commerce.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard Pete Buttigieg yesterday, although I'm not sure I take his economic advice very well. He was talking about the supply chain disruption, which is real. What can they truck that stuff out of there? What do they do now with stuff that's trapped in that harbor? Has that been addressed?
So that's a great, I mean, look, that's what we're going to start seeing for the first day today, maybe, and hopefully get an update. And that's the salvage operation. So we're in the third phase. The first phase was the acute search and rescue mission. Then they moved to recovery yesterday. And, of course, we all know now that they were able to bring up a pickup truck. We were here watching it when it happened. It was amazing. They used a giant flotation device to raise the truck. And, of course, they recovered two of the six bodies. But they, when the divers were down there yesterday, they determined that they can't do any more recovery of the bodies because of the amount of debris that's collapsed on top of the vehicles and how dangerous it is underneath the water, which is about a 30-foot channel. And, of course, now we've got news that there's hazardous material, mostly lithium batteries and that sort of stuff, that's leaked off of this, off these containers into the water. And so what you're going to see is, I think, some flat barges that will be towed out with cranes to start moving it. And we think, although we're not sure yet, but Captain Lenny here is pretty familiar with this area, having grown up here and spent a lot of years, that about, say a half mile to a mile just along this harbor area, there's another point called Soller's Point that has cranes and stuff. I think they'll probably start moving the debris over there, then get the channel open just to get these, you know, boats in and out, because it's so critical that, you know, still no traffic in and out of here, which is the ninth busiest port in the country, but the top one for things like light trucks and automobiles.
How long do they think it could take, Griff, to get that debris cleared out enough where they can try to recover the remaining bodies?
It's a great question, Kim, and no one's given us an answer to that. Last night at the NTSB press conference, they were asking questions about that, and Pete Buttigieg also has been asked about it, and they just said they really don't want to put a timeline on it because they don't know. But just as a you know, sort of immediate anecdote or sort of window into how difficult it is, we're pretty calm, only about 5 to 10 mile an hour wind right now. But by this evening, they're expecting another rainstorm and winds up to 35 mile an hour gusting. And you can't do anything on that. In fact, they're worried, you know, about the stability of containers that are on the bow of this, where that trellis has crashed down on top of it and containers falling off. And so, you know, it's, I think if I had to guess, and it would be nothing more than a guess, I would say months to really clear. Now, can they create in weeks a channel to maybe just start getting the most top priority ships out of port, which is what they so desperately need to do? That's probably going to be the first phase we see.
Wow.
Well, you know, I wonder, Griff, because you talked about the recovery this morning. Those two victims were inside of a truck. The two that survived, have they related anything to the authorities about how they survived? Were they outside of a vehicle and just fell into the water and were able to hang on to something? Do we have any of those details?
No, and let me tell you, every reporter here sure would like to get that interview.
Oh, I'm sure.
We do know. Well, one bright spot, the guy that fell in obviously didn't go to the hospital, so that's great news. He obviously must not have been injured enough to need that medical requirement. But the one that went to the hospital has been released from the hospital, so he's recovering. And it's it's an interesting story. I mean, look, this story is a tragic accident, and that's what this story is. But immigration does play a little bit into this, because we now know that all six of these individual construction workers were Hispanic from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico. And, you know, in this area, that community are the ones still in the potholes and pouring the concrete.
Interesting. So, I mean, I guess maybe at some point somebody will get to one of them, but maybe they wanted to stay below the radar. I mean, is that the point there?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's just a very tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a group called CASA Maryland, which is the Hispanic community organization here. And they're kind of fronting this, and they're helping us a lot with the idea. We've identified two of the victims, not the ones yesterday that were raised, but two additional ones that we know. One, a guy named Miguel Luna, who's been in the country for 19 years, is a father of three, a grandfather. And, you know, we're slowly learning more, but this community is pretty tight-knit, and we're not having much luck getting him to talk. But I think they're going to start talking. And, you know, when I interviewed Governor Moore, he's talked about how much time he spent with the families and you know, how important these six individuals were. So I think we'll learn more about them in the coming days.
Wow. All right. Griff, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning, buddy. I know you got a lot going on.
Always great to be with you. And tune in here in the next hour. We're going to get those cameras rolling again. And if you haven't had a look yet, we'll show you just the magnitude of this wreckage. And just you start to get a sense for how difficult it is, whether it's recovery, salvation, and let alone search and rescue out here on these waters.
Yep, good point. Griff, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a good weekend.
Yep, thank you. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That they're able to get that close. I suspected they would just limit boats in the whole area so that onlookers didn't come out there. Maybe they're letting media in, and that's it.
Well, that's probably one of the issues, is dealing with all the people trying to get a look, you know. But gosh, taking weeks or months, Griff said months, to clear out all of that debris to even continue with the recovery efforts.
I know, but I don't think it'll take that long.
You think weeks?
Well, I mean, I looked at what they were able to pull off near Fort Myers after the hurricane down there, because it wrecked a number of bridges, and they were able to get some of those. Now, they didn't have, it wasn't a expansion like this one. It wasn't a huge bridge as big as this one, but they were able to get some of those bridges repaired pretty quickly. With the right effort, I think they can do it more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how much pressure is on them to get that done. Finally, Janet Yellen admitted yesterday that she expects insurance payments will cover part of this expense. I would hope so. That shipping company has got to be bonded, right? Or they wouldn't be carrying hazardous waste to cross the ocean, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.